here in this lifetime? What were you born to do? Who do you have to be? Who do you have to become to be what is necessary for you to live your life purpose? So, my purpose here tonight is to have you understand that knowing your soul life purpose, living your soul life purpose, will change your life. That's it. We're going to explore tonight what is soul life purpose, what is mojo, and how to access your mojo at will so that you can call on that soul force at will and have it pump through your body and just light up the room. Yes, let's hear it. Yes, energy, energy, energy. Woo! Okay, so what is soul life purpose? It is why you are here. It is why you are designed the way you are, to do what you are here to do, to be who you are here to be, not just what you'd like to do, not just like who you might want to be, but what you are actually built to do. Built, meant to be. So, when you think about it, your soul life purpose is what drives you to be unstoppable, no matter what your fears are, no matter what the challenges are, no matter what limitations there are, right? You know that place. Your soul life purpose is what connects you to your soul passions like magnets, like Velcro. Your soul life purpose is what has you build the body of wisdom that you have earned, that you have accumulated from your hard-earned life lessons. Let's hear it on that one. Yes, we know what that's like. And when you are feeling that soul life purpose, you have an electricity that comes through you. That is the sizzle. That is the charisma. That is what you feel from a person. They could be across the room and not even say a word. That's what I'm talking about. So what does that have to do with your life purpose in business? How does it impact your business? Well, think about it. You all know the law of attraction, yes? Yes, okay. If you knew where you were going in life and why, if you knew your soul's life calling, if you knew what your soul passions were, if you knew how you tick, well, who might you attract, I wonder? Wouldn't you, I wonder, attract more of your perfect clients, right? Wouldn't you attract more people who get you and you get them and they like you and you like them and you do business together and you all live happily ever after, right? When you have the impact of your life purpose on your business, you create situations with greater ease. There's a flow. You know that feeling, that synchronicity? It's kind of like magic, isn't it? Yes, thank you. You're nodding your head. Some more heads. And what also happens is that the impact on you in any given day, again, no matter what the challenge is not as harsh, is it? It allows you to have more of a capacity, a tolerance for the day-to-day stuff that it takes to have your own business, right? That is the impact of having your soul life purpose on your business. So, let's just think for a moment. When might there have been a time when you were really on fire in your business? You know, like when you were unstoppable, you made things happen, things went wrong, you made them right, things went wrong, you still kept going, things went wrong, you still really kept going. You got where you needed to get, you bought what you needed to buy, you did what you needed to do to fulfill your purpose. So, What I'm thinking of is, let's talk about one of my clients, Suzanne. Suzanne. She is a very successful realtor. She's married. She has children. And she was not happy. Her situation at home was that her husband was not supportive. He was frequently very combative with her. He made things hard for her. Not easy. She had a daughter who had her own child, and that daughter was very irresponsible. She did not own her life, leaning on mom and dad, and she had a severe substance abuse problem. So you get the picture, right? Well, tell me, did she have passion? No. She had zippo passion because she was just so burdened. So she came to me for two reasons. Number one, to bring her creative passion back into her profession. Number two, for her to claim her power personally. So we worked together. I worked on her as a vibrational healer and a development practitioner, self-development practitioner. I worked with her so that she could learn a toolkit for herself to work on herself at home. So she wasn't dependent on outside people. I worked with her to get her really hooked up to her intuition. Well, great end of the story. What happened was she is now teaching monthly workshops in her creativity desire, her passion. She likes to coach. She likes to give workshops. She's really running it as well as still holding a full-time job as a realtor in this economy. Really good. She also has set some pretty great boundaries with her husband and with her daughter. She is living her dream. She did it. Do you know what it takes to do that? It takes fire. It takes fire, life purpose, soul passions, mojo. It takes the whole megillah. All of those things have one thing in common. It is the flood of your soul force into your world. Well, let's talk about mojo. What is mojo? Oh, come on, you know. That's that feeling of sheer electricity that goes through you when you are on top of your game, when nothing is going to stand in your way. Oh, you won't leave corpses behind you, mind you, but you will get what you want. Uh-huh. You know that feeling. Also that feeling when you feel so creative, courageous, committed. You feel bold, beautiful. You feel brilliant. And you are, because you are hooked up to the source, your source. Now, who do we know has their mojo on these days? I think Barack Obama and Michelle, you know, I think they do. Certainly Tiger Woods at the Masters, right? And then there's Sandra Yancey. I mean, talking about Miss Mojo Queen, looks what she has gone through to build this for all of us. So we all know what mojo is, right? All right, here's the million-dollar question. Who is feeling their mojo right now? Whoa! Let's hear it. All righty, so we know that there are times when we don't. You should have seen me in traffic getting here. Talking about walking your talk, driving your talk. So the thing here is there are times when we just don't have it together. We are not making it happen. And in those situations, we now have an exercise for you. I have an exercise for you. We are going to access your mojo at will so that you can use it when you need it. You can use it when you are in tough situations. You can use it when you just need to feel that you're lovable. You can have your mojo in the palm of your hand if you know what to do. So let's have you come and think of a time when you were pretty on fire. Could be personal, could be professional. Everybody got one? Raise your hand when you do. Great. Okay, now, I'm going to, at some point in this exercise, I'm just giving you a heads up. I'm going to ask you to put your hand on your stomach. That's going to be an anchor. It's going to be your best friend. So just know that there'll be a point where I'll say, and now put your hand on your abdomen. That's what I'm talking about. All right? So you all have your moment, right? It's a pretty good one. You felt really in your power, blah, blah, blah. Yes? Okay. I'd like you to please now close your eyes. Drop everything. Close your eyes. Sit comfortably. Take some deep, slow breaths. Just let it all settle down. That's right. Put your attention on your feet. Let the sounds around you help you go even deeper. The clatter of the plates, the silverware dropping, it all helps you to go deeper. And now go back to that time. Go back to that time when you are able to remember the feeling, the situation, the people around you. What was going on? What choices did you make? Who was talking to you? What were you saying to them? And now feel that switch go on. And you are feeling that power. You are feeling the mightiness of your will. You are feeling that you are so in tune with something, something greater than you. And now let the feeling grow even more. Let's heighten it up. Let's have you feel it even more. Take a deep breath in. Let it go. Don't put a ceiling on it, ladies. Let it build up, 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 up. What colors do you see? What are you saying to people? Make it more and more intense. Breathe. Let me see you breathe. This is emotion coming through you now. And now go ahead and anchor it in your abdomen like I showed you on your stomach there. Heighten it, heighten it, heighten it. Feel it even more. Feel it even more. And now relax. You can relax your hand. And notice who you were in the matter. Notice what values you were honoring. Notice that this is you. And now say softly to yourself, I love me. I am pretty hot stuff. Yeah, feel that sizzle. This is you and your spirit, honey. Nothing, nothing can get in the way of this. And slowly open your eyes. How'd you like that?
Nice.
Thank you. So let me tell you what that was. What that was a combination of several skills. Neurolinguistic programming, which is one of the systems that, just to say it simply, allows you to change your state at will. It was also hypnotherapy. You were using the techniques of anchoring, and you were using the techniques of visualization. Now I'm going to give you another one. You don't have to close your eyes for this. I just want you to have a good pack of mini tools in this short amount of time. Let's say you know somebody who is really a model for you. They have a combination of traits and a combination of style and pizzazz and smarts that you really appreciate. Now, what if you were in a situation and you imagined that person was right there? Now, you're not losing it. You're not going to be taken off to some funny farm. You're just using your imagination, which now, by the way, is a really good thing to have in our times. So let's have you, just with your eyes open, Imagine a time that might be tough that you've either had or is coming up. Everybody got one? Hands? Great, thank you. Now I want you to imagine that you're going into that situation and you have this buddy, this mentor, this idol. Could be a live person, it could be a fictional person. And that person is kind of helping you along. Maybe whispering things to you. Maybe giving you some insights. So you are not alone. You don't have to be alone. You are loved. Trust that you are loved. When you are going through life, it is your ability to manage your emotions and your feelings and your thoughts and your body that's going to have you handle just about anything. So I want to just tell you that your soul life purpose and your soul passions and the way in which you approach your life with your power, if you were to put that into your business, now how might that affect your client base? Huh? Your profit? The way in which you choose your projects? If you're connected to your soul purpose, right? Can you all imagine that? I mean, think about it. Let's say you have a day where things are pretty tough at work, but you remember what your soul passions are, what your soul purpose is, and how will that affect your day? Can you imagine it? Am I just talking airy-fairy stuff here? Can you imagine it? It's very real. As far as mojo goes, I'll give you the story about another client, Greg, a long time ago. He had no mojo. He was a partner in a very substantial financial firm. He felt that he was going to lose his job. He was not coming up to snuff. He also was very unsuccessful in romantic relationships, and he did want to get married. He came to me for two reasons. Number one, he wanted me to assist him in tightening up his game at work, getting his charisma going, getting his mojo on, and also he came to me to assist him in dating so that he could really have an effective, substantial, meaningful relationship. So we got down to business. All I can tell you is that he became one of the leading partners in a big San Francisco financial firm, and he found a wonderful lady. And I take full credit for the marriage, which happened only a year later. In fact, and this is for real, his wife at the wedding came over to me, and she said, "Thank you for helping him find his mojo." So that is the importance of mojo. He did have a sense of life purpose. He came up with why his skills were the way they were, why his life lessons were the way they were. He had it. Who in here is doing my laser program? Yay. Who in here has worked with me in general? Yay, thank you. So perhaps later on you can talk to them and they'll tell you what the experience is. In fact, do any of you want to say anything now? I'm kind of putting you on the spot.
Hi, Cam.
Thank you.
I just completed my 30 days with Sasha, and I came to eWomen Network last month. Kind of, I don't know, just was going around the tables, bumped into you, started talking, thought there was something interesting there. It's been a remarkable 30 days. I can't even tell you looking back on it, I was like, oh, that's just coincidence. And then I thought, oh, wait, this has been a remarkable 30 days. So if you want to ask me anything about it, all I have to say is that you just won't regret. If you're looking for an adventure, truly it is. So
Thank you. Anybody else want to say anything?
So I would second the synchronicity about meeting Sasha at the last U Women that I was at, and The laser coaching is that it pinpoints what you're needing and she's guiding you into your life purpose. So I would, if anybody has some questions, I'd be happy to talk to you.
Thank you.
Yes, and working with Satya has been a life-changing experience. She is a compassionate, consummately skillful miracle worker. And I would say that to anybody. I say that to God, the goddess. My life is infinitely better and more on track and fun because I know Sasha and I work with her. So if you want to ask me any questions, I would be happy.
Thank you, sweetie.
Oh, I was just going to say, 10 minutes didn't seem like a lot of time to get much accomplished, but I've been very surprised at how much you can do in 10 minutes in a day, and I started sudden on it, but it really starts my day off so that I have a goal in mind, I have tools to use throughout the day, and it just makes the day a little bit easier to go through, and it's been great. It's been great.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes. Oh, thank you.
It's really good to see you again, Sasha.
Thank you, dear.
I actually was lucky enough to win a consultation with Sasha on the phone, and Sasha really didn't know what she was going to end up talking to me about. When Sasha says laser, I used to work in radiology and we lasers a lot. I know what laser is. It is really focused and it goes at the speed of electricity. And that's what Sasha is. She will just put that laser on you and kind of light your fire. It's just really amazing.
Thank you for saying something. Well, it's laser with love, okay? Thank you all for saying that. None of them expected me to call on them. They were going to raise their hands only. They didn't know they were going to say anything. So I want to thank you all. I want to leave you with this. You are a gift. You were born to do something very, very specific. You have a particular essence that exudes from you, even if you do not open your mouth. That is a power that lives within you. And my prayer for all of you is that you, as of tonight, say to yourself, I'm going to find that fire and I'm going to make it bloom. However you do it, just look to know, please, what is your soul life purpose? Thank you so much.